Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
In the race for governor, who can you trust to lead Oklahoma forward and protect our conservative values and way of life? The Oklahoma Farm Bureau has made their selection, and they strongly endorse Todd Lamb for governor. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau says Todd Lamb values the needs of Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. And Todd Lamb will stand up for agriculture and rural Oklahoma. Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. On Tuesday, June 26th, vote for Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
In these final days of June, we've got livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us talking about how the first half of 2018 has measured up.
Well, I think 2018 has been, largely a kind of a so far so good kind of a situation. Compared to 2017, we had increased beef production, but we had outstanding demand that helped support the market, really better than expected. I think we've had an element of that in 2018, not quite as pronounced. Supply continues to grow. We're going to have more beef production in 2018, but demand has been pretty good. And so all in all, I think markets have held together pretty well, whether we're talking beef markets or, feeder and fed cattle markets.
Darrell, what about the supply side of the equation?
Well, we're watching this total beef production. You know, we've got more slaughter. That's a function of the herd expansion we've done the last few years. One of the differences in 2018 and 2017 is in 2017, carcass weights dropped significantly and they offset some of that increased slaughter. In 2018, we're going to go back up relative to that lower 2017 level. So we're going to have more carcass weights and more slaughter, and we're watching that pretty close to see how that impacts total beef production.
As for the demand side of things,
demand has been pretty good. Domestic demand has maintained pretty strong. You know, wholesale beef values have held pretty well. They've broken a little bit here in the last, just in the last couple of weeks under the pressure that we've got in the market right now. We're kind of moving into summer, so there'll be some midsummer challenges. But, export demand has been exceptional up till this point, and that's really helped the market as well.
Darrell, as far as some of the challenges that are out there that you're going to be watching in the second half of this year, what seems to be on your list at this point?
Well, I think obviously one of the factors that we're going to watch a lot here going forward is this trade and tariff situation, exactly how that plays out. The beef industry could be impacted in a number of ways, directly and indirectly, as will many other markets. We're watching this supply side in terms of particularly the carcass weights relative to kind of what we know supply or slaughter is going to do.
Darrell, one follow-up on slaughter weights. Obviously, 2017, we stepped back a slight increase thus far here in 2018. Is there a danger of us resuming this rapid move upward on expanding these carcass weights in your mind?
Well, I still think we have some limits there on the demand side. There's sort of two questions. I mean, there's production efficiency, and that has tended to push carcass weights bigger. And I don't know that that's changed. And the genetics of the cattle allow them to be bigger now. But there are some real demand questions related to how big these carcasses can be, how big these cuts can be. And one of the things that's happened over the last decade or so is that heifers, which historically were, have been smaller than steers, the heifers are as big now as the steers were 10 years ago. So we've sort of lost that buffer, if you will, in the marketplace.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.